My name is Travis Scheid.
Travis, tell me about why you're in a chair.
About 18 years ago, in 1990, I was in an auto accident. Rolled over, or endoed, I guess, and I was ejected from the car.
So what injury do you have?
Spinal cord injury, about T11.
You're a coach here.
Yes, I am.
Tell me about the kids. What kind of kids do we have here?
Well, we have kids with all types of physical disabilities. Mm-hmm. You call it wheelchair camp, but there's a few that are actually in with walkers. Mm-hmm. Anywhere from spinal cord injury to spina bifida, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, all kinds of physical disabilities. For a lot of these kids, this is their only major activity, you know, with other peers.
So tell me what motivates you. What brings you back each year?
The kids do. Seeing the smiles on the kids' face and seeing them accomplish something, you know, trying and then finally making the basket, finally hitting the tennis ball and knocking it over the net, or you know, seeing them accomplish something. It's just awesome.
Nick Brayman.
You're a coach.
I am. Been a coach for 6 years.
What's the difference between the basketball I play and wheelchair basketball?
Essentially the same rules, other than you can carry the ball on your lap, but you have two pushes. After two pushes, you have to dribble or pass. Other than that, everything's the same.
These kids are doing pretty good.
They are. This game, we've got both volunteers and athletes, so it's a lot of fun.
I can't tell the difference.
Yeah. Generally, the kids in the chairs get around better just because they're used to it. The volunteers aren't really used to being in a wheelchair, so.
Jacob Van Hummelrick. This year, I'm a junior coach. I was a camper the past couple years, but this is my first year as a junior coach. I have spina bifida, which means I have a hole in my spine.
Okay.
From birth. Swimming is my main sport. Actually going to a swim meet in Canada at the end of the month, and hopefully that I have a chance to qualify to go to a meet in Brazil, Worlds.
Well, my name's Kelly O'Dell. I'm a recreation therapist at the Boise VA.
But Kelly, you're the man here.
Well, I started the camp 22 years ago, and I was at that point working someplace else. But I had there was a great need for it, and I was being contacted by lots of families, lots of parents, looking for a camp that was sport-oriented for kids that are just using wheelchairs for their source of mobility.
Is one of the challenges for us that don't understand these kids and we just want to protect them and be a little too cautious?
Well, that's a great question, because that is a major topic that we bring up every year with our parents about how much is too much or how little is too little, and to be able to allow kids to play, and that all the things that we learn from play and athletics and sports has meant a great deal in my life, and it's certainly meant a great deal in all of my coaches' lives. And that's what we're after, that impact of team, play, and competition.
Tell me about the kids. Tell me about some of these kids.
Oh, there's so many great stories. Well, the age for kids at camp go from 6 to 21. We have athletes that are that started when they were 6 and are now 20 and or 21. We have young people who have not had the opportunity to be introduced to wheelchair sports or athletics via school or any other organization in town. So this has been a great outlet for all the kids, and all the kids are pretty close together now, and kids come in from all over the inner west, Utah, Idaho, Oregon, Washington. They leave at the end of camp and keep talking about camp for the entire year. Individually, you know, we watch kids. Probably the biggest thing is this: their mobility, their ability to use a wheelchair. Because just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean you know how to use it. That ability to learn to use your wheelchair and be mobile around others, feel comfortable around others, those are really the outcomes that really are what we're looking for. And in Idaho, it's interesting because we're in a rural area, and typically at any one school, there's typically no more than one or two wheelchairs in a school. So gathering people from throughout the inner west has been a challenge, but it's been also a a real blessing for us.
Tim Woods.
Do you have an injury?
Yes, a T10 spinal cord injury. I was in a motorcycle wreck about 16, 17 years ago. They just interviewed me and integrated me. Came out and watched it the first year before I was actually a coach to see if that was interesting, and I met all the good group of guys and just knew it was right. I wanted to do it.
So tell me about these kids.
Oh, man. They're, I don't know how to explain it. They're just motivated. They work us hard. We work them hard, but they work us hard, and they have great attitudes. And another nice thing about this camp is their parents drop them off, so they're not sheltered and babied. They get to be themselves, and that's cool. That's what they really need.
My name is Emily Kavorek. I am a recreation accessibility coordinator for Boise Parks and Recreation. And during 1 week of the year, I am a volunteer coordinator for the Idaho Youth Wheelchair Sports Camp. We want these athletes to know that when they're done with camp, there's other activities out there, from adapted water skiing through Parks and Recreation, that there is an up-down tennis program. There's just tons of activities in different recreation, and it's not just taking place one day of the year. Or 4 days of the year. It's taking place throughout the year.
How much support staff do you have? Counselors, volunteers, all in?
Wow. We have about 20 different people that help make this camp successful. That goes from the volunteer coordinator, camp director, got a camp mom this year, coaches, junior coaches, team leaders, equipment managers. It takes just a lot of people to make this
and
camp
healthcare
successful.
Providers?
We do. Actually, that's a good point. We are lucky enough to have nurses that volunteer their time, and they come during the lunch hour to help some of the kids who might need extra assistance.
A fair amount of these kids are return campers?
Oh, we have one new camper this year. Out of 30, we have one new camper, 29 are returning, and they've been returning for years. I mean, it's a neat thing that this camp means so much to so many kids that they decide to come back every year. I've been told by a couple kids that when they're 21 and they're done with camp, they're gonna continue to come back.
But by design, it is limited to that number, right?
Oh, yeah. We can't. Unfortunately, we just don't have the staff power or the resources to take more than 36 kids.
Tell me about funding.
Funding we're lucky. We've had a lot of the same businesses that believe in the mission of the camp, and they want to continue funding each year.
I'm guessing you don't do this for the money.
We wouldn't even break even. We don't even come close to breaking even. Kids do pay a little bit, but we offer scholarships, and no, we don't do it for the money. We do it for the smiles on the kids' faces and to let them know that just because they have a disability doesn't mean they're unable to do programs and sports.
Thanks.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks for coming.